Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Tonight we have our nursing home show, and our second title that we use, the subtitle for the nursing home show, is insurance needed for the nursing home residents to actually, you know, either have the nursing aides go in and help them. Each individual person who's had a nursing aide but cannot use them in the nursing homes, we want to, you know, talk about that this evening. And if there is some sort of special insurance, if there isn't, maybe they should be creating one. So that's basically what our show is about this evening. Oh, Anthony looks like he wants to talk for a little bit. Let me see if he'll talk. Hold on.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hey. How you doing?
How are you? I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. Yes, I will be more than happy to talk. And we'll get to the nursing homes in just a moment. I told Frank I was going to mention this on air. I want to support a campaign for a mayor who will never be mine. I want to support Vallis for Mayor 2023.com. He is running to be the mayor of Chicago, and he believes in, the police. He doesn't believe in defunding them, and he is not racial. He is not offensive, and he is not prejudiced, and he has my full support. So if anyone even has $5 you'd like to donate just for standing on the principle that you don't support guns and you are against it and you want to help the people of Chicago rid their neighborhoods of the animals who are destroying it, support his campaign and go to his website and donate anything you can. Now, on to these nursing homes. Suzanne, I believe that the way out of them is to basically pick apart the system, pick apart what's wrong with it. You know, if there's abuse, call the state hotline and report it. Complain about the staff there. Remember, everyone has the right to get out of a nursing home. No one has to be there. But it's the point that you have to have a place to live because, you know, you can't be homeless. You are disabled, you know, and sickly, and you need care, and you're not allowed to go into a regular shelter where, you know, it's not safe for you to be able to live or be cared for medically or move around or whatever it is that you would normally do during your normal routine. But the biggest problem, Suzanne, is to, you know, fight for more home care because that's the way out of a nursing home if you don't
have
family.
Yeah, we were talking about that. Yeah, we were talking about that, you know, and we have to, you know, focus on, you know, getting a better health care system in terms of, you know, nursing care, you know, outside of the nursing home. So, yeah, that's, we already have that in our Volunteers for Freedom, it looks like I'm getting a call. Hold on.
Okay.
No, I don't need to take it. I can't pick it as a host. So I'd like to actually get Frank in here. You could stay on the line a second. Maybe he has a question for you. Hold on.
Okay, I'll talk while you get him. You know, there is skilled nursing agencies that a person can get and, you know, are entitled to as long as they qualify. All you have to do is have your doctor fill out the form. So, you know, the issue is getting these agencies in your home, such as Sweet Sunshine Home Care. Not that I'm necessarily promoting that agency, but if you are a person who can afford to pay privately, has to pay privately, and won't get care through your insurance, they'll treat you more like a person, more like a human being, because they're kinder, and maybe the aides are more mature because they're older, they're more sensitive, they're more compassionate, and, you know, not just people that are there for the dollar, like I say, and just will treat you like garbage because, you know, at the end of the day, as long as the money piles up and you're out at 5 o'clock, nobody cares. And, you know, that's the biggest problem. You know what I mean? You have to have someone that is, you know, invested in your interest and has your best interest at heart and has what you want, you know, what you feel. Yeah, mm-hmm. Somebody that, you know, sees eye to eye with you, somebody that's part of, you know, your team, part of your care team, part of your life,
right.
You know, someone who doesn't have
a
problem.
Thank you. Inner sight.
Hi, Anthony.
Hi, Frank.
Yes. Brought to you by A Day from Milton,
yes.
May 19th at the Brewery Hall in Bellport. We'll have a day for Milton. You can watch the story tonight on MNN.org, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, and you'll see the story, what happened to Milton and where it happened and all that. It was a horrible, horrible thing to kill a guide dog.
That's
and
right.
The law makes light of it, you know.
Yes, it does.
Anyway, getting back to these nursing homes, I totally disagree that everybody has the right to get out of a nursing home. If they do, then why do they take away your home?
Frank, everybody legally has the right. Okay, well, let me finish. Everybody legally has the right to get out of a nursing home. But the problem is, well, how do I put this to you on the air? They sit you in a pile of feces and tell you to swim, and you sink in it because people settle and their feelings for wanting to go home kind of drift, and they get, you know, too settled and not too comfortable, and their feelings subside and they just accept it. And
because they don't have the support they need.
Right. But when you are, right. And that's the result of it. But when you are.
The damn place takes all their money.
Right. But when you are the kind of person who is not going to settle in there and is not going to accept living there, and you say from day one, I want out, and you're determined, then it's okay. You know, whereas if you're the kind of person who says, oh, well, you know, I'm elderly and I'm old and I'm sick, so if I have to go into a nursing home, then, you know, at least I won't be alone and I won't have to worry about paying bills or buying food or falling. Because, like I've always said, Frank, people have too much faith and have an extreme level of comfort and take too much solace in the idea behind a facility, which is an institution. And maybe that's because the
word
facility
is an individual, first of all.
Right.
Yes,
but
true.
I've heard
but
that
the point
true too.
Is, the point is, if these nursing homes weren't there, you couldn't go to them.
Right,
that's
right, right.
That's our goal,
but
to turn them into accessible housing. And reverse
that's always been
the
my
resources
goal too.
To keep people in their own home.
But when you have people that continue to patronize and, you know, indirectly support these nursing homes by providing them money and putting their family members in there, then it makes it easy for them to survive. What you have to do, Frank, is drain them financially by not putting anybody in there, because I've always believed that hardly anybody needs to be in there because
well,
the
if
first
they would
time
provide
they,
the money in the right way, people wouldn't have to go to nursing homes.
Right.
That's
but
true.
If
you,
they, if
but
they
you
would mandate the agency
off of what you
to
have
start
to
helping.
Until life gets better, because you don't put yourself in a facility because the government doesn't give you enough money, because they don't put they don't give any of us enough money. So by putting yourself in a facility isn't going to improve your life. You're not going to eat any better. It's not five-star dining. I mean, if you don't eat what you're served, the plate of food just sits there unless you ask for a sandwich. Uh-huh.
Yeah, the food is horrible in
the
nursing home.
It is very bad in the nursing home. But let me interject here. I never asked you this question, and if you, it's too personal, just say that. Have you ever been in a nursing home, Anthony? For yourself?
As a patient, no.
Yeah, one day just take a trip to your local nursing home and just, you know, maybe work for, you know, do volunteer work and see what you see in there. Because it really changes your life big time.
I know, Suzanne, I know. But remember, people have very distant feelings sometimes about things that they don't see and they don't have to deal with. So they have a shrug of the shoulders, blow it off kind of attitude, and, you know, well, that's the way she has to live, that's the way it has to be, you know, I have to work and she's old, that's the issue. Not everyone is going to be, you know, on par for the cause and the champion, you know, of the cause, and not everybody's going to do.
We don't expect them to be.
People have their inconsiderate and sometimes selfish feelings. Not everybody's going to do what, you know, Maureen did for Mary. You know, she was by her side.
I helped
day
her a
after
lot.
Day. You did, yes.
I did.
And yeah, and, you know, she told us, you know, on air, reported exactly what went on with her mom, you know, moment to moment, and they hated it. They couldn't stand it, and everybody wanted to pull their hair out of their head because I don't know what they were saying, but I heard a bunch of whispering and bickering in the background, and I'm sure it was not anything polite or anything friendly or anything that you would want to hear or say on the air. They just couldn't say anything because they had to be professional, but they couldn't stand the fact that she was on the phone with us, you know, telling about the conditions of a nursing home. Because
they don't want people to know the truth.
Right, because when the family is not there, they settle into the way things are, and they have a get-around-to-it kind of, you know, way of thinking that says
that you get around to things.
I
was, when my mother passed away, and the woman told me, you knew this was going to happen, why are you letting out a little bit of a scream? Yeah, she's dead. Hello? I'm allowed to have that, you know, feeling and feel upset
so
that my own mother has just passed away.
It means that you weren't supposed to have feelings because you knew that she was going to die. So it's not that you can't have any emotional feelings behind it because they put a facility roof over her head.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Suzanne, let's break this down like a building. They're not really providing much care in nursing homes to people.
No, they're not.
Because the fact of the matter, dear, is that the majority of people, I won't even say majority, but a lot of them, a lot of times, wind up in and out of hospitals as a result of falling, bed sores, and all kind of unfortunate, you know, mishaps that happen. And, you know, things that occur because of neglect, you know, because no matter what happens, they make excuses about what happens to people. Oh, well, she can't turn. She moved the wrong way. She must have pulled the oxygen mask off because she was agitated. That's why her oxygen level dropped. She didn't want to eat. You know, we tried.
Or they didn't
move
the person for several hours the way they're supposed to.
Yeah. Or they'll say we washed the person, but they keep, you know, defecating or urinating on themselves. Or, oh, you know, that bed sheet was just changed earlier this morning. I mean, you remember, Suzanne, that I told you the horror story about how my uncle used to go see my other uncle who was in a nursing home. At one point every day, and thankfully he maxed out of the nursing home and they wouldn't pay for him to be there anymore. Otherwise, he was going to go to another private Jewish one, which I couldn't guarantee and didn't believe that it would be any better. But the problem was that, you know, my uncle found him on the floor when he went, and he went and got help and everything like that. But if you go to a facility and you see the conditions and you point things out, can you help this person with this or that person with that? You know, first of all, I guess you'd have to advocate, you know, primarily for your own family member, but sometimes you would, you know, wonder to yourself, how bad is it here? And, you know, which way do we go first? Do we walk, you know, to the left or to the right? Or, you know, after all these years, should we learn another way to walk and maybe we should walk sideways? Because you really wouldn't know who to help first because they're all living in the same kind of conditions. They just have different illnesses and whatever they need, whether it's something to eat or drink or, you know.
Listen, we have a theme. I want to get to the body of the show here.
Yes.
Before we run out of time. First of all, let me just point out that what we did when we helped Maureen and Mary, it shows you that method works.
That's right.
You know,
right.
That people can get out that way.
With a
now, why doesn't the state...
Self-aid.
Wait, Anthony. One second.
Why doesn't the state step up and do it?
Exactly.
You know, put the money where it belongs. You see?
Because
and we'll
they
get
can.
Everybody out, and you won't need the damn nursing home.
Because if you're not going to say anything, they don't care. Because it's not their family, and it's just a job. They have no feelings
no,
behind it.
Also
it's got nothing to do with it. They don't
either.
Want people to be out of nursing homes. They want you to be in a nursing home.
Yeah, but if you're
right.
going to get
every
out of a nursing
one of these
home,
agencies.
Somebody has to take the time to get you out of there and you know, tell them that I want my mother or father to return home with an in-home caregiver. Remember that the facility
they
is
they didn't
want to
give Mary a live-in. We made them do it.
Right.
We made
they
him
didn't
do
want
it,
to
yeah.
give Mary anything.
We made them do it.
They wanted to settle Mary into this is your home. But because Maureen kept traveling there every day,
but
back and
the
forth,
answer.
You know, in the cabs, that's the problem. Yeah, that's what it caused. It caused a big ruckus that they didn't want. They want quiet little old ladies, you know, who they tried to get to settle into the circumstances
hold
of
on, hold
their ma- life.
Mandate the agencies to raise the money, all right, to help the person. Get out of the nursing home. That's number
the
one.
The money
that has to
is
be done.
Already there. It's
that way you don't have to deal
the money
with the
is
state.
Already there. It's
the money would
there
be there.
Since, I don't know. I can't say as long as my ancestors was alive, but I'm sure they had to have a way to take care of the you know elderly back then too. I mean, you know, they used to have doctors come to the home years ago. You know,
your own home,
like the.
In your own home.
The midwives,
then
yeah,
they made
would,
it work.
Help you give, yeah.
By opening
and,
up these nursing homes.
That's
yeah, I agree, you know. Maybe, you know, people should follow the Jewish, you know, religion and custom with the way family members should be treated.
Now, what
that,
we're,
you know,
what we're proposing tonight on the show tonight is that people who are in nursing homes should have insurance.
That's right.
All right? So that they can have an aide to help them in the nursing home, the same as they would have in their own home. And
but
that the agency.
Don't want anything.
The agency should pay for that insurance. The nursing home takes away your money, so you can't hire your own aide. You don't have the money for it.
That's right.
And that's why people get worse.
Do you know? I sat there. I want to tell you a quick story. I sat in my mother's apartment, and I had to break down my mother's apartment, you know, and it was the most difficult. It felt like I was mourning her, that I was having, you know, participating in two different times of death. One was taking
away all
the possessions.
The only thing that makes you happy is Italian sausage.
Well, yeah, I guess. Anyway, she was very, very... she was in the nursing home. She was very sad and did not want to stay there. But Adult Protective Services did not care, period. They put her there. And I had a full fair hearing and all of that. And all they did was add the weekend hours of, like, 4 hours. How is that going to help?
Yeah, but if you had the money, they never would have put her there.
That's true.
They wouldn't
have even enough to scratch your backside.
Right. No, I mean, seriously speaking, if I had, like Frank said, if I had the money allotted for nursing
right.
care,
if you could,
within
if
the
you
home,
could call an agency, let's say for the elderly, right? and say, look, you know, let's say there was a law that they had to raise the money. If you could call them and say, look, they want to put my mother in a nursing home. She doesn't want it. I don't want it. We need help. Then you would have had the money, even if they took you to court.
That's right.
You'd have a much better chance of winning because you would have the way to provide her safety in her own home.
That's
correct. The key.
Do you want to know what the saddest part of it is, though, Frank? The home care agencies could probably have an aide there the same day, if not if they, you know, were short-staffed or whatever and they couldn't find somebody. They could
have
somebody.
The home care
agencies, you know,
the way it is now, will stab you in the back.
Yes,
they'll
they
testify
do.
Against you in court.
And that's what they did.
They
did right there.
They,
they'll testify against you. Push
yeah,
comes
they
to show. They're not going to go against
iffy one,
protective services.
Well, like I've said, and I know you don't agree with this, but I'm telling you just the way it is, they go according to categories, and it's based on the severity of your condition. We might not agree with that, but they go according to categories.
The only criteria should be that a person
is
elderly or disabled, period.
That's
right.
Period. Done.
Which means that
they're
entitled to the
home. And we are legally entitled to home care. So if we need it, we should all
that
take
should be
it
the only criteria.
Because that is ours. So, you know, we can get the help that we need and we don't cause all these agencies to get closed. And then, you know, eventually maybe there'll only be nursing homes left because of selfish people and their stupidity and selfish, you know, desires for hoarding, you know, others' money and things like that.
We want it mandated that these agencies have to help someone stay in their own home. All of them. Everyone.
You have some calls to explain
the best way
to
advocate for yourself. You know,
yeah.
I mean, you can call like the independent living centers and things like that, but remember they have so many cases of people who don't want to be in nursing homes. You know, I mean, it would take a lot to, you know, really make sure that
not
your case is followed. You know,
no,
independent living is limited.
Yeah, they are limited.
They're limited.
But not necessarily.
They can't
call them to, you know, follow
nursing homes. They'll take away their money.
You know,
they have a contract with the state.
You call them to follow up and get them to do whatever it is they're able to do the best they can, and then you take it from there. The best thing to do when it comes to something like that is have someone advocate, you know, with you or for you and you know, be your outspoken.
Do you know how many times, sorry to interrupt, but I just want to interject. Do you know how many times with Maureen I had to give her encouragement to continue? She wanted to just move into the nursing home with her mother because she couldn't.
It's very discouraging.
Right.
And then,
she could
you
not
know,
get
how old
what she
is
needed.
Mary now?
Oh,
how old is Mary
don't
now?
I know exactly how she's you. Was the same age as my mom, but my mom passed away, so.
But she's
over 80,
obese,
I believe.
And still at home. And still at home. Isn't that a miracle? Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that amazing?
We did it, yes. We did it, and I kept helping her.
Which shows you that it can be done.
That's right.
Yeah, why can't it be that way for everyone? Why are people laying in nursing homes in a pile of their own human waste? It makes no sense. It's stupid. It's ridiculous, and it's nonsense. But, you know, the world has...
I agree
you know, their
with
way
you
of
on
thinking.
One thing and one thing only, Anthony. We
what,
have to straighten
that?
Out, which we're going to do with Volunteers for Freedom, have to straighten out the home care end of it. If we don't straighten out a little bit of the home care end of it, our success might be a little less in getting everybody out and into their own homes.
Yeah,
we have
That's the single biggest issue that we have to advocate for is in-home care. But, you know, carry a big sign with you that says if your insurance doesn't want
to
pay for what you need, Right. My mouth is bigger than any sign they've ever printed in the history
right.
of this country.
But,
you know, call the state hotline and complain.
All right, I gotta thank
you know, to your insurance company, file grievances.
Yes, we've got
okay,
some
Frank.
On hold, Anthony. So
okay,
I just
thank
you,
Anthony.
A chance for other people as well.
All right, no problem.
Okay.
Take care. Have a great night. Remember to
you
support
too.
My candidate. You have a good night.
Okay, I will.
Thanks.
You take
Thanks
care.
For listening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Inner Sight and... By the way, I don't know who this candidate is, but I'll only support a candidate who will step up and do something for us. That's
Me
the
too.
New policy of Inner Sight.
That's
I'm
right.
I'm not going to support anybody who doesn't do a damn thing for us.
Mm-hmm.
All right, brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444. Shelby's Kitchen, and when you go over there, you'll see definite signs of Milton, the guide dog who was killed at the guide dog school last summer. And we're having a day for Milton, May 19th. You can see the show on that tonight on Manhattan Neighborhood Network, MNN.org.
Mm-hmm.
And you put in Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. And if you're in Manhattan, you can catch that show on 1997 and Verizon Files 35, RCN 84. Those are the channels in Manhattan.
Correct.
For the show, 11 o'clock tonight. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue, 609-388-7004, Big East Takeda Rescue at Verizon. .net is the email. Joanne Diamond, the keto lady, and we thank her for all her help. Big East, the keto rescue. All the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and all those who have perished at the hands of evildoers. We salute them. We remember them. Go an extra mile for a child. That's the Inner Sight saying.
Yep.
Hey, you want to have fun and stay in great shape? Call my buddy Devin Fernandez, Third Eye Insight, 631-445-3464 on the Third Eye Insight. All right, let's see. Nobody starved on Long Island. Dog food, cat food, and we thank Gary for providing that, 631-484-3085, 484-3085.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody starves on Long Island. All right, I want to thank all of our friends, including Mr. Brian Baker, for donating the hall for Milton, May 19th.
That was great.
And all of our friends who are helping us, SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, thank them for the ad under their events up on their website. Greatly, greatly appreciate that.
Yes,
and now they're advertising a day for Milton.
Mm-hmm.
So we thank them for that. And I'm sure there'll be a lot more people getting involved as we get closer and closer. I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp for their support of the Day for Milton. We've yet to find out what they're offering, but whatever it is, it'll be welcome. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And all of our friends, Olga Murray, who is going to be one of the speakers, former Suffolk County district attorney, assistant district attorney, and of course Jose Delgado, who's the head of the independent living, he'll be speaking, and I'm going to invite John Corrado, who's the president of Suffolk Bus, and we got to figure out how much time we got, so that's three right there. You better...
We're 11 to 2 be reserved, right?
Yeah. But each speaker needs at least 10 minutes.
Yeah, at least. And if we get
if
we get any type of press, they'll have to be factored in as well. It's going to be a little interesting.
Well,
but
press comes first. That's at 11.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
11 to 12, 11 to 12:30. You know, depending on what their schedule is.
Yeah.
But we are inviting all politicians.
Yes.
By the way, whether they respond or not, whether they come, is a whole different story.
Mm-hmm.
But we're inviting them.
That's right.
And we're inviting them to talk about Milton.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully that talk will translate into legislation. That remains to be seen.
Yeah.
But we are inviting them, including the governor.
Yeah, that's nice.
All right, Inner Sight Nursing Home Show. And by the way, the best way to handle this whole thing is to have the money put away into a fund for the disabled community. Here's your money for your home health aides. So you don't have to go into a nursing home. Preventative, you see. Preventative is the hardest thing to get. Especially when you're dealing with the medical profession. They don't believe in preventative.
Nope.
See? So the plan, and let me go over it again, because we wanna make it so that a person cannot go to a nursing home.
That's right.
This is the first time that I've ever encountered this kind of an idea.
Oh,
I've
yeah.
been in a lot of the demonstrations with ADAPT and all that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Make it so the nursing homes are not there. Then
mm-hmm.
the person can't go to a nursing home. They got to stay in their own home till the day they mm-hmm. die.
Which is beautiful. I would love
help
that.
Help that they need.
That's right.
What's so hard about that? And we
Nothing.
Proved. We proved with Mary and Maureen that they could do it. You know why they let her go, why they did it? Because they didn't want to wind up in court with us,
right.
with Inner Sight, and be damn-ass embarrassed and go through all that. Believe
mm-hmm.
me, it would have been all over the press. You know?
It definitely would have been.
And you can believe they had a meeting and consulted their lawyer, and they said, oh, you better let this woman go. These people are on the air, you know, and it's been going on. And we had a lot of shows with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it can be done. It can work. The politicians would make it work, would agree. You know what to do. It's not going to happen in 6 months. It's years it's going to take. Start with 3 nursing homes.
Yeah.
You know? 3
exactly.
nursing homes. You know? Get the people out. Get them an apartment. Pass the law. Part of that law should be that every apartment that's eligible must be accessible. You know, you may have to adjust the ADA to do that. I don't know.
Yeah, but at least
I heard tonight on the news that Biden is vetoing some law that he didn't like. See, they do everything for everybody but us.
I know.
They don't do a damn friggin' ass thing for us.
I want to know why.
And when they do a little something for you, right away, there's 100 ways they can take it away.
That's true.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Easily.
They raised my rent. They didn't notify me. I called the housing
mm-hmm.
people. I found out that when you raise somebody's rent, you must notify them in writing.
Mm-hmm.
They never notified me once. And you cannot do it on the phone. According
mm-hmm.
to the Long Island Housing Service, it's the biggest service on Long Island for housing. And they researched it, and they talked to their lawyers, and they checked it out, and they said the Section 8 people were wrong.
Yeah.
That they didn't notify me of the rent increase. They raised the $200.
Wow.
And I'm going to fight them like hell on it.
I think you should.
You see? So this is how we're treated. You know, when a person goes into a nursing home, if they want to help that person, and we know they don't, if they want to help that person, first of all, the first thing they would do is secure their home. Make sure that that person has a place to go back to. That
exactly.
should be a must. You know, and the agency should be sharing in that and helping with that. Not just the government. See, what we want to do is help the government. You know, we want to make it so they don't have to pay for all this. And in doing so, you give people freedom.
Yes, you do.
Because you don't have to deal with the government. Now you're partnering up with the agencies. You're helping them raise the money. They're making a profit out of it as a fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
And now they need you as much as you need them.
That's true.
I think if you go so far even to have a contract to protect us with the agencies.
Exactly.
To help them raise the money. Why not? It's for us, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Technically.
Why should we have to fight for that money? That money should be in an account. So a person doesn't have to go to a nursing home. Where are you going to get the money? Oh, I got the money. It's in my account. Thanks to so-and-so agency, I helped them raise the money.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, if you're not up to it, your advocate or your friend, anybody could do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's called public service.
That's right.
You're serving the public. And you're keeping them out of harm's way in these nursing homes. And you're giving them a much better life and a chance to live as long as possible.
That's correct.
I have a friend of mine. Her dad is a veteran. He's 93 years old. He still lives at home.
That's right.
And now she's glad, my friend is glad that she knows about us because she's got extra protection.
Yeah, that's right.
See? If they ever made a move on them,
mm-hmm.
we'd be right on their ass.
That's right.
We're not afraid of the Adult Protective Services.
Not
because
anymore.
We know that we're right.
That's right.
You know, we know that. So that's why they don't like Intersight.
Yep.
Because we'll bring people on this show and they can tell their story.
That's right. And that's direct, you know, directly from the person who experienced it, which is even better.
Yeah.
You know?
So I don't see why an insurance company out there won't come forward and sell people in nursing homes insurance, you know.
They push you towards
so that they can have
insurance.
Have their aid in the nursing home. See? That means that they're going to go home. You know, the person has an aid, and when you get home, you're going to have the aid. So there's the proof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're not double dipping. Double dipping is if you were to get,
oh, that's
say,
a bunch of bull.
Is a bunch of bull. But double dipping would be accurate if you were to say, okay, now I got a person one-to-one, you know, helping, you know, me out with my mom or my dad or whoever, even a, you know, cousin or whatever. You know, you double dipping if it was one-on-one to one-on-one care. So you would definitely – Now they're making it 6-1 for the nursing homes, and to me that's still too much, too many people that they have to handle. They brought in the union too.
They can't take care of those people.
No, they can't.
You know, first of all, they don't have the means to take care of them. They don't have the way they're treated.
That's true.
You know, they're not taking care of them properly. You know, people need good food. People need sunshine. People need to go out daily when the weather's permitting. People, they're not doing all that.
Some are. Some aren't. Depends on the age that you get assigned.
None of them. I don't think any of them are doing all that. Maybe some individual.
That's what I'm saying.
Once in a while, you find who may overstep his or her bounds and do it, but that's the exception rather than the rule.
That's very true.
They can't take care of those people because they're in an abnormal
setting. It is.
A person belongs in their own home.
That's right.
You know, where they can, you know, with the help that they need. Not in a nursing home where they're going to urinate on themselves and stay in it for hours and hours and all that and have all kinds of, be exposed to infections. You know, a friend of mine, her grandmother died in a nursing home. Died from an infection in her vagina.
Oh, my.
You know?
That's terrible.
Because she was neglected. Because they didn't get to her in time.
That's right.
To make sure she was clean. And then even when they do get to you, how the hell is it crap with this sponge bath? That's not a thorough cleaning.
Yeah. They do that all the time.
Sure, because they don't want to work.
That's the truth. That is.
You know,
horrible.
You don't want to work? Help the person get out, put them in their own home. Then you don't have to work.
There you go.
Tell you, man, it's really a horrible, horrible situation to have a system that wants you to go and die in a place. You know?
Yeah.
That's how Inner Sight looks at it. I heard another story from Jose Delgado. Had one of his relatives in Puerto Rico.
Oh, really?
Who was in a nursing home.
Wow.
They sent her to a hospital.
Wow.
Kept her there for whatever days. Then they sent her back to the nursing home, and she died.
That's basically what they do. They did that for my mother. They sent her right back to where she would die.
Happens every day of the week.
Yeah. And it was the worst decision I had to make to, you know, stop services for my mom. Do you know how much I battled with that thought? It wasn't easy.
Yeah.
And to have a nurse say, you knew why you're getting upset? I had to walk away from that nurse, otherwise she would have been knocked out by me, for real.
You should have punched her in the friggin' mouth.
I would be in
this
jail.
This thing has to come to an end, to a head.
It does. It does. It will. It will.
You know.
You know.
Hospitals should not be sending people to nursing homes.
Well, I read something and
it shows you how much they don't care about a person.
Yeah, it's true.
To send
I read
them into
something
that environment.
Frank, I read something that they're trying to combine the nursing home with the hospital in the same building. Now, I got to find those articles.
Well, that's going to be worse.
Yeah. Yep.
That means you're going to
exactly.
have people coming in there who have pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
Who can catch pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're going to have more infections spread.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure. It's another reason why a person belongs in their own home.
That's
where
true.
They're safer. You know, now you're going to have a nursing home and a hospital combined. That means more disease, more ways to catch things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it shows you right there, they don't give a damn about those people.
No, they don't.
Oh, they're going to die anyway. They're here to die. Put the hospital and the nursing home together.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares?
Lorraine is waiting to speak. I just want to recognize her
yeah.
there. Okay, you should.
All right, let's take a phone call. 213-816-1650. There's a million stories like I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah, there are.
We intend to bring them to the media. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Lorraine.
Yeah.
How are you?
All right, and you? Just listening and listening to the stories. I missed
yeah,
the first beginning.
It's okay,
yeah.
I saw you. I
yeah,
was like, she's going to want to come
are.
In and listen and talk a little.
Yeah. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, we
okay.
got you.
All right. Yeah, just listen to all the horror stories, and there were a lot of horror stories. I mean, these people, they go to school and get these certificates, but when they get in the nursing home, they try to get in there, and then what happens is with them, they just stop. They
right.
see how it is for a little while, and then they become real tired, and they just don't want to do the job like this, you know, was did they get that certificate for. You know,
yeah.
and sponge baths, I feel like you should take the resident out, put them in like in a little
well,
a chair, get them in like a little chair, you put them in when you put them in a shower chair.
Right.
You know, just use the handheld massage and clean them off properly. That will make their healing and they were a being a whole lot
right.
better for their mindset. Being
That's
fresh
correct.
And clean and everything. Yeah. I don't know why
I
these
know.
People don't do it. They let these people go on days on ends without bathing.
That's
yeah,
right.
without even checking them. You know, while they're
I
in the bed.
I used to hop into
mm-hmm.
the nursing home where my mom was, and I
mm-hmm.
said, I'm not going to tell them I'm coming. I'm just going to come. And then whatever
That's
I
right.
find,
That's
I'm
right.
going to demand that they fix it.
You do it
and
like that.
And if they don't,
yeah.
I'm reporting it to Medicaid and Medicare that
mm-hmm.
they don't pay them. Well,
That's
they got wise on me, and they just said, oh, yeah, she's been washed. Well, they couldn't get too wise on me because I hate to say it. If you're not washed, you smell it. You know,
you do.
Smell
you
somebody.
Smell it.
And it's far away even, and you could still smell that they got a dirty
mm-hmm.
diaper or they got, you know, pee on themselves or whatever. So you have to
yes.
really, you know, just call them on their shot. Say, hey, listen, I'd like my mom
mm.
to be cleaned up. Thank you very much. And that's it. And they have to do it. Or dad or whomever is
mm-hmm.
in the nursing home that you're going to visit. You know,
because
Lorraine, excuse me, Lorraine, did you work in a nursing home?
I took up a course one day as a home attendant. And I had
yeah.
my patients and everything, but I kept them clean and everything. I made sure I had this one person I made sure because he was a vet, you know.
Right.
And I used to take him to the doctor. I made sure he was clean every day. I made sure
oh,
he had
Oh, you're like
his
a volunteer?
Therapy. Yeah, yeah. I made
oh.
sure he had his therapy and everything.
Yeah.
Made sure he had his medication, his food on time, and all of that. So that was one. I mean, and my mother, when she worked at a facility herself, my mother was very dedicated at taking care. All of the residents was there. She was very good at what she did. She cared. That was one
mm-hmm.
woman I could truly say my mother cared about them all. She made
yeah.
sure, because I had went to work with her. It was like, I forgot what it was, a day of work or something, that I walked around with her, and I saw how she cleaned them and how she took care of them and how she spoke to everybody. Everybody really, really liked my mother. They saw
oh,
Miss
yeah.
Jones.
So your mother worked
up.
In a nursing home.
Yes, she did. She worked in the facility. I don't know if you know. I don't know if I should say which one it was, but it was on Roosevelt Island. And that facility is not there anymore.
Well, as I said before, there are some individuals who go that extra mile and who do things for people.
She did. She went that extra mile.
That's far and few between.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Because eventually they're going to get overwhelmed because there's too many people and the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And the food is horrible, and the whole setting
is not natural.
And now, what they want to do, if what I'm hearing right, is to combine the nursing home and the hospital. That's going to compound everything.
Mm-hmm.
Going to make it worse.
Could you imagine that horrible thing that they want to do is combine them? That when I saw that, I was like, oh, my God.
Nursing
now,
homes
ask me where
with
I
hospitals.
Found it. Yeah.
That's horrible.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That is.
Harder that
all
we have to fight
interested in is
to
money.
Get rid of these nursing homes. Turn them into affordable housing.
They're making it stronger.
Yes, they're making it stronger. It's like they're responding to our challenge in a way. But I'll keep it going. I'll make sure that this gets addressed, and it's not going to be pretty. I have that feeling, you know.
Well, we need about 5 million names on that petition. Tell people where they can sign the petition.
Yeah, you could go on to change.org, and you could do a search for Inner Sight, and then you'll find our petition. One is on the guide dogs and service dogs, and one is on the nursing homes. We have to get up to 100 names so we then can expand the amount of people that we have, you know, on the petition. So right now it's up to 100. Once we get up to 100, then it expands it more. And
wait a minute, how many names we got now?
60 still.
All right. So put it on your Facebook, people, please.
Yeah, help us out with that.
Promote it. You don't want to go to a nursing home? Here's
nope.
what you can do about it. Let's help us get those names.
Right. Wouldn't it be nice to do all your own stuff and not have people, you know, about telling you this and telling you that and making a big confusion out of everything? I would just like one person to take care of me when I get older, and that's it.
Yes.
Leave everybody out of the picture.
Yeah, just one person.
Well, if you can find it, you may need more than one person. That's not the point. The point is you should have the money for the means to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's
the thing.
That's
the
key.
The weirdest thing, Frank, is people, they'll be like, there's no other choice. Yes, there is a choice. You could do what you want as long as you're taking care of the person.
Yeah.
That's all. You know, it really frustrates me.
There's another choice.
You have choice.
You got to have the means to do it.
That's right.
All right. Inner Sight, 213-816-1650, our nursing home show. Tomorrow night's show is the government owes us everything that everybody else has.
That's correct.
It's tomorrow night's show. And Friday will be the frolics, the funnies on Friday. All right. Louis should be here Friday. And, my good school chum, Jimmy Dinigan. All right. So don't forget our day for Milton. Put it down on your calendar.
Mm-hmm.
May 19th, 11 to 2 at the Brewery Hall in Bellport, New York. Now, how about the Able News?
Yep, it's coming up.
Able News.
Okay.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
So now what is going to happen here, what can happen, if they combine nursing homes and hospitals. Now, a person who needs a hospital can very well wind up in a nursing home hospital,
mm-hmm.
where they don't want to be.
That's right.
You know, especially if you're disabled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who needs that damn thing breathing down your neck when you're trying to get well? That's going to have
Nobody
an effect
needs
on people.
That.
I really believe it.
Exactly.
It's going to make them worse.
It is going to make them much worse.
It's going to make a lot of people feel, oh, I'm being pushed into a nursing home.
Right. Exactly.
You know, behind that wall is horror.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's really going to affect people psychologically, I believe, too.
Oh, big time.
You know, to the point where people are going to say, "Oh, don't let me go to that hospital." they're a nursing home combination.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Yep. Yeah, I see that.
I mean, it's totally insane.
It's
bad enough that they send people to the nursing homes and send them back, and a lot of
mm-hmm.
people are carriers. Imagine being in the same building?
Building, I'll forget that.
Ugh.
That would be really horrible.
It would.
Yeah.
It only shows you the attitude towards the disabled.
It is.
You know, it reflects the attitude of these government, of the doctors. You know, the doctors are supposed to protect their patient. How are they going to protect
true.
Their patient If nursing home people are in the same building?
Yeah, right.
It's going to be a big mess.
I agree.
You know?
Totally a big mess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time
and of course, it's only going to affect people who don't have the money to go to the hospital where there is no nursing home affiliation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree with that. Totally.
See?
I could
That's
see
what's
that happen.
Gonna happen. We're stepping backwards, world.
And assisted livings are just paid nursing homes.
That's
I mean,
all they are.
They sure are.
Oh yeah. That's all it is. So, you know, we need to be vigilant. We got to get more names on that petition. We got to get the word out there. We're planning to have a news conference this summer. Probably, I don't know, either in connection with the Americans with Disabilities Act or after the anniversary.
Yeah,
we'll
have to look into that too.
See how everybody feels about that.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, because my feeling is, why doesn't the Americans with Disabilities Act keep you out of a nursing home when you're disabled?
That's a good question. Nobody has answered that.
That should be in the law.
Yes, it should.
It should be in the law.
Yeah.
In other words, then that
means
they should...
We have 90 seconds.
Yeah, they should change the criteria.
Should,
make
yeah.
it so that the criteria would be that a person is disabled or elderly. Now the ADA keeps you out. Now the money has to be used to help the person in their own home.
That's it. It's not that
Thank
hard
you.
As they're making it.
Inner mm-hmm. sight. That's the inner sight way. And that's what
Definitely.
Should be.
We got 60 seconds.
All right. I'm going to sign off. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good night, everybody.
Yes.
And I hope
Good night, everyone.
Yeah. And I hope everybody has a pleasant evening. Thank you for coming on and talking, both you and Frank, and also Anthony. I appreciate, you know, everybody sharing their opinions. All right, everybody. Good night. And inner sight, 631-224-3090. Good night, everyone.
Peace. good night. Enjoy the evening. That's
you
right.
Too, sweetheart. Take care.
Yes, everyone. Bye-bye. Okay.